You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And it is Friday. Welcome to the beginning of a beautiful weekend, ladies and germs. Yes.
Woohoo.
Yes. Woohoo. Yep. See, I didn't give no jingle this time, right?
I was waiting for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait not no longer.
You know what? And rightly so, because I don't know that people really fully appreciated the magic of your jingles.
You know, and I've discovered that I don't give a shit if they
disagree.
if they enjoy it.
And you don't have to. I'm just saying, don't keep putting out your good stuff for folks who don't appreciate
No. I'm going to keep letting my light so shine.
Okay.
For those that need to see, shall see. For those that are blinded by it, put some damn glasses on, motherfucker. That's what I say. Put your sunglasses on and call it what it is. But no, I will not dim my light for those that are not ready to accept the fact that it's shining. Hey, it is what it is. And I'm sure we all know that. But listen, we're going to make this real easy because it is Friday and we dropping this at a late hour.
Hey, don't tell people about all that. Just
do that
do
part.
What you gotta do.
No, I don't.
Just do it. They don't have to know that it's
that is late.
It's our secret.
Ain't no secret. But any of who, listen, I'm just asking you to please check on your people who may be going through withdrawals due to this end of the election. Some have put so much energy into the election. Just check on them to make sure they're okay. For those that have been out here campaigning, hitting door and door after door, calling. I know I was receiving at least 5 calls a day. And I wasn't even in the state at one point and I was still getting so many calls. But just, you know, check in on them. For those that are your Republican friends that were also voting for Donald Trump, check on them. Just make sure they're okay. I think it's important that we remember for us that regardless who was put in that seat or gets to that seat, we still Black. And we still Black. So at the end of the day, we still going to have our issues that we need to address and we need to make sure that we don't let up. And we've said it before over and over again, the election is not the end of your activism. Please do not allow just because you voted to say, well, I did my part. Unfortunately, it doesn't end there. Fortunately, it doesn't end there. There's accountability. And I think that's where we've fallen short many, 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 many years is because we forced and pressed our way to the voting polls. Shout out to Georgia. But there was no accountability and we didn't hold people accountable for that which they said they were going to do or was at least going to try to do. Even though we don't know who the president is as of today, what we do know is we will have a president and you will be Black and accountability will still need to be in place. What you throwing over in that basket?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I will throw something because I don't want to look like I'm not participating today.
No, you're I am participating. Like you're not.
you then are correct, but I'm going to act like I am. Thank you. For those of you who did not have a plan, if your candidate did not win, I think that right now, while they're still counting up votes and taking their shoes off to count votes, go ahead and have a plan just in case your candidate doesn't win. Okay. Now, that I don't mean like the militia.
That's a plan. Hey, don't be trying to.
That's a plan.
Don't be trying to minimize what their plan should be. That's their plan.
I mean a plan that allows folks to live. Okay.
Now you're going to put stipulation on these people playing.
Yeah, I am. I am. But for real, for real, I think the point in terms of accountability, it does not really matter who's in office, including, you know, somebody's mama could be up in the office. The system is still the system. And unless we break down the barriers that allow systemic racism and institutional racism to happen, then, you know, it's kind of a moot point, any of the things that we do. So we have to continue marching, fighting, praying, fasting, changing. We have to keep doing those things. So if you did not have a plan in case your candidate, and not just your presidential candidate, but maybe your senator, mm-hmm. or your commissioner or anything like that, or maybe one of the amendments to your state constitution did not pass, well, have a plan for what do you do next. Mm-hmm. You know, take this time to think about, so what do I do now? What do I do if the person I wanted did not win? What do I do now? And then how do I stay engaged? And I'm gonna tell you this, I really think, if nothing else, that I believe that this election, I pray that it has taught people to begin to listen to one another and find out why people feel so adamant the way they do, right or wrong, but to hear what other people are feeling, mm-hmm. hear what other people are thinking, and not to disregard someone or tell you that you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, lies are lies, but there's a reason why we lie. So even that, listening to why a candidate lies, or why a supporter lies, or just to know why are we doing that, and how do we begin to heal and work together? I just really think that there is no problem so great that we cannot come together and figure out how to make it work. I know that a lot of this has to do with people are afraid of change. People are afraid of not being in power. Mm-hmm. People are afraid of not being able to be on top. But just so you know, sometimes it's nice to be on the bottom.
Woo, it is Friday. Let me just say, sometimes it is Friday. There's so much we can say on that note.
If you caught that, amen.
You don't have to work. It's hard. Amen. I think that was great. Yeah. Excellent. Listen, enjoy your Friday. We're excited that you decided to tune in to us. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. By the way, there's a hurricane coming. If you're in Florida listening, please, please, please do not wait till the last minute. We are praying for all of those places where this tropical storm hurricane has already hit. We are not out of the woods here in Florida, so please be mindful and do your due diligence. Get it right. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.